From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting, saying Iran is not living up to the spirit of a two-year-old nuclear agreement it signed with Western powers. President Trump has unveiled a new U.S. strategy to deal with Tehran.
We got weak inspections in exchange for no more than a purely short-term and temporary delay in Iran's path to nuclear weapons. What is the purpose of a deal that, at best, only delays Iran's nuclear capability for a short period of time? This, as President of the United States, is unacceptable.
Mr. Trump stopped short of pulling the United States out of the 2015 deal between Iran, permanent UN Security Council members, and the European Union. A kidnapped American-Canadian couple, their three children have returned to Canada after 5 years in Taliban captivity. Acting on a tip from the U.S., Pakistani troops rescued the family. Nefreet Sakaria is the Pakistani Foreign Ministry spokesperson.
Both sides, both U.S. and Pakistan, they have agreed to remain engaged in the future as well for a better cooperation and better understanding of each other's concerns and also how to deal with the challenges.
U.S. officials offered the same sort of comment. U.S. military officials urging Kurdish and Iraqi forces gathered on the outskirts of the disputed oil-rich city of Kirkuk to tone down everything as Kurdish officials continue to warn of an imminent Iraqi invasion. If Iraqi forces invade Kurdish territory, Peshmerga says it will be an act of aggression. This is VOA News. A new video released from the northern Syrian city of Raqqa shows scores of civilians fleeing in fear from areas held by the Islamic State. They were seen reaching a neighborhood controlled by the U.S.-backed fighters. VOA's Melar Sega has news from elsewhere in the city.
Some 100 fighters from the Islamic State group handed themselves over to U.S.-backed fighters as fighting continued with remaining gunmen in a pocket inside the city. U.S.-backed fighters of the Syrian Democratic Forces have been on the offensive in Raqqa since early June and have so far captured more than 80% of the city under the cover of airstrikes by the U.S.-led coalition. IS still controls a city stadium that is believed to be a jail run by extremists, as well as a national hospital and a small part of northern Raqqa. Millar Sega, VOA News.
China will host one party, the Party Congress, next week that the Chinese leader Xi Jinping might use to further solidify his power as the country's supreme leader. Congress meets every 5 years. European Union leaders could hand British Prime Minister Theresa May an olive branch in a deadlocked Brexit negotiations next week by launching their own internal preparations for transition to a new relationship with Britain. Reuters' Scarlett Skobanovich reports.
The European Union's Brexit negotiator, Michel Barnier, declaring they were at an impasse.
This week we worked in a constructive spirit. We clarified certain points, without, however, making any great steps forward.
An internal draft document suggests free trade talks could begin in December. And if May ups her offers on divorce terms, the EU will be ready to crack on straight away. On Friday, European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker said Britain must commit to paying what it owes to the EU before talks can begin, and explained with new problems being found every day, the process will take longer than thought.
Prime Minister May's office says she could have more to say on the financial settlement at next week's EU summit, where Europe's leaders are hoping she will be making a move. Wildfires raging in the so-called wine country of the U.S. state of California appear to be combining into one giant fire. The local fire chief says his firefighters are facing more dry and windy conditions, which create a firefighting challenge. The fires north of the city of San Francisco have killed 31 since Sunday, while no one has yet heard from the nearly 900 people officially listed as missing. Twitter has handed over to the U.S. Senate investigators the profile names of 201 accounts linked to Russian attempts at influencing the 2016 U.S. presidential election. Get more at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.